Eric Carpenter with you on KCVL KCRK.
For top-notch customer service and unmatched choices in insurance products, you can depend on the folks at Guide Insurance Services in Colville for home and auto, farm, life, health, personal and business insurance policies. Call for a free quote and take advantage of rates, benefits, and services designed to give you more for your money. Call Guide Insurance Services today at 684-5850 or stop in at the Town Center Building, 298 South Main, Suite 101.
Well, so far, 52 people are up at the Catalyst. That's what Catholic Charities is calling their West Spokane Center, where they're taking the people from Camp Hope. They got $15 million from the state transportation, the Right-of-Way Safety Initiative dollars. That's part of the efforts to close the Camp Hope that has been on Department of Transportation land just in East Spokane. So people from Camp Hope being referred with Catholic Charities up there at this hotel that's been converted into a place to house people. Kind of slow getting people moved in. They had to finish some construction on the first two floors. One floor is still under construction. The other's been completed, and they are putting people in that. So when you go from Camp Hope, the homeless place down by the freeway, you go up to this Catalyst, which is what Catholic Charities is remodeling, a hotel. Those participants, on top of a place to live, they get meals, they get laundry services, case management, employment, behavioral health services, and they hope that that will also medical providers will go to the site and take care of medical on-site weekly, helping participants address health needs. And working with these people for some longer range wellness, the recovery and addiction education sessions being facilitated on site, part of their outpatient substance use disorder treatment services. Catholic Charities program, $15 million of your transportation funds, of course, comes from the gas tax, as they try and get this encampment site closed down just off the freeway.
Think about the best night's sleep that you ever had. At Saunders Furniture, we are dedicated to helping you sleep like that. With breakthrough solutions to help relieve pressure, aches, and pains, keeping cool if you sleep hot, and even automatically detecting and responding to snoring, so you get that deep, comfortable, undisturbed rest you deserve. Skip the trip to Spokane and trust your local furniture and mattress dealer. Plus, interest-free financing for 1 year at Saunders Furniture, making houses into homes.
Well, guns, of course, continue to be in the forefront of a lot of legislation. Here in Washington, House Bill 1143 would prohibit firearm dealers from selling or transferring guns unless the person has a valid permit to purchase firearms. The bill requires prospective gun buyers to apply to the state or local law enforcement to get a purchase permit prior to approaching any seller. Here also, House Bill 1240 bans what they call assault rifles, semi-automatic rifles that certain criteria, shorter than 30 inches in length and the ability to accept the detachable magazine. Well, Dave Workman talked with us. He's senior editor at gunmag.com about the Washington bills. and encourages people to do what they can if you're a supporter of the Second Amendment.
It's really important now to get in there and start contacting your state senators and state representatives about this permit to purchase and the assault weapons ban bill. These are both bad news. They really are. They're not going to solve anything. And the permit to purchase, I'm pretty certain, is unconstitutional, and I don't give much credence to a ban on semi-automatic firearms making any kind of a dent in crime either. Now, I'm pretty sure that's unconstitutional as well. The problem is, these guys who are pushing this legislation, they seem to want a court fight. For whatever reason, they apparently are convinced that they can win in federal court. I don't think they can. It may be just an effort to cost gun rights organizations a ton of money trying to fight this thing in court. That's why we depend on the good folks at the grassroots level to continue supporting groups like the Second Amendment Foundation and the Citizens Committee, the National Rifle Association, Gun Owners of America, the Firearms Policy Coalition. You can go on and on with the organizations that are going to be lining up against this legislation, as they already have in a couple of other states. The Second Amendment Foundation, for example, has been fighting a semi-auto ban in the state of Maryland for a couple of years. Down in Oregon, there are 4 federal court challenges to Measure 114, which includes a permit to purchase and a ban on high-capacity magazines. That's going to wind its way through the federal courts. From all indications, the gun control crowd across the country is really pushing to get these cases into court. They want the fight. Well, there are people who say, let's give it to them. And the one way to make sure that that fight happens is to continue supporting the gun rights organizations that are going in there and waging this fight on your behalf. The attorneys cost money, and the good ones cost a lot of money, but you need the best legal representation you can get when you go to court challenging these constitutional issues. You can stop this stuff by putting pressure on your elected representatives. These people are supposed to represent you, and you can flood their offices with phone calls, with emails, send them messages, write letters, send them over to Olympia. That's the way really to get the attention of these men and women who are there to represent your views and to make sure that this stuff gets stopped. You've got to get in there and stage a grassroots level fight to stop this stuff. That's the way that this all works. It's part of the legislative process. And I think in the end, ultimately, the Second Amendment is going to come out the winner.
All right, there you have it. Gun bills running around Olympia. Well, there is another potential bill coming up, and this one, and a lot of these bills the legislators write just pull on the strings of absurdity. All right, here's the information. This proposed bill, but it's proposed by state Senate Democrats. You would be required to vote.
The Senate Freedom Caucus, a group concerned with individual liberties and preservation of rights, calls the measure un-American. Senator Jeff Wilson.
Countries around the world, such as North Korea, have a 99% voter turnout. You often wonder, what about the other 1%? To demand that somebody do something against their will, that's not going to yield better election results. In fact, it could build voter resentment.
The legislation, unprecedented in the U.S., would require Washington residents to cast ballots in every major election.
The Supreme Court has already made its statement very loud and clear on compulsory speech that you do have the right to speak, but you also have the right to not speak. You have the right to protest. You have the right to not.
Wilson says the same goes for voting. The bill received its first hearing in the Senate State Government and Elections Committee this week. I'm Tracy Ellis.
So a lot of bills, they can't even get a hearing, but you got a hearing going on a bill that would require you to vote. Well, there's a growing movement pushing to decriminalize the use of psychedelics like magic mushrooms. Colorado, back in November, they passed a ballot initiative to decriminalize psychedelic mushrooms for people 21 and older. They join Oregon in establishing a regulated system for the hallucinogenic mushrooms. Lawmakers in other states, Massachusetts and New Hampshire, they've introduced bills to decriminalize a range of psychedelics. An Illinois lawmaker proposing a sanctioned psychedelic therapy program. And there's more than a dozen cities. California has some, Massachusetts, and here in Washington that have passed resolutions that call for law enforcement authorities to de-emphasize the prosecution of a range of drugs, including these mushrooms. Oh, yeah, those COVID booster shots, they do you a whole lot. Governor Jay Inslee, once again, testing positive for COVID. He tested positive, had mild symptoms, has a cough. He plans to continue working. Inslee pushed for the mitigation measures, including indoor masking and restrictions on public gatherings. He, of course, is fully vaccinated, and they don't say how many. They just say that he has had several booster shots. Inslee's wife, Trudy, negative for COVID. The governor had tested positive. The last time he was tested positive for COVID was last May.
If you are a private landowner in the Colville Valley, Vaughan Brothers Lumber, a longtime local business and employer in the area, is ready to offer competitive prices and fair market value to purchase your standing timber, logs, or timbered acreage. The experienced forestry staff at Vaughan Brothers offers free consultations and assessments of your forested land and can also assist in the Department of Natural Resource permitting process when you are ready to harvest your timber. Call the forestry staff today at 509-684-5071 or look for additional information on the web at www.vaughanbrothers.com.
It looks like Dylan Moore going to stick around with the Seattle Mariners. Moore and the Mariners agreeing to a 3-year contract. It's worth almost $9 million, $8,875,000. That avoids salary arbitration hearing for Dylan Moore. High school basketball coming up on KCRK tonight. Colville Deer Park, last of the regular season, 5:45 and 7:30 for Panorama Sports. Also coming up tonight, it is WSU Cougar basketball. They are down in Los Angeles to take on USC. 7:30 pregame, 8 o'clock tip-off. That's going to be on KCVL. Also Saturday, late afternoon, it's UCLA, WSU Cougar basketball, 3:30 with the pregame, 4 o'clock tip-off, that coming up on Saturday. But again, also high school basketball tonight on KCRK, Colville, and Deer Park. A look at today's local weather forecast brought to you by Kettle Falls Family Dentistry and Implant Solutions, 130 West 10th in Kettle Falls, offering general dentistry for all ages, new patients, and emergencies. They are welcome. Call 738-6880 for Kettle Falls Family Dentistry. Partly sunny skies, 33 for a high today, 23 overnight, 38 with mostly cloudy skies on Friday. Snow, And then it'll turn to rain Saturday, but late Friday night, likely to get a little bit of snow, very, very little accumulation. An overnight low in the mid-20s. We'll see rain and snow Saturday, a high of 37, and down to 31 Saturday night. 39, the high temperature on Sunday. Sunday night, 29 degrees, 38. Keep in mind, though, we do anticipate having freezing fog on Monday, maybe Tuesday, but Tuesday more likely to see some, could have freezing rain, then turning to snow, then back to rain. High of 41 on Tuesday. Wednesday, 39 for a high. Expecting the snow level at about 1,900 feet on Wednesday. Let Dr. Chip Johnson and his friendly professional staff give you a new reason to smile at Kettle Falls Family Dentistry and Implant Solutions. No wind this morning. The barometer still up there fairly high, 30.4. We are at 19 degrees here in the valley. Top of Sherman Pass, no road restrictions or anything. You're going to find snow and ice on the roadway, but not bad travel to Republic. It's 22 degrees up on top of Sherman Pass. Well, I'm really glad you could join us this Thursday morning. Yeah, a little dusting of snow yesterday morning, and not too bad. Didn't warm up or melt any of it, but there was a dry, powdery snow. Enjoy your Thursday. Be safe. Again, you're liable to find ice underneath the snow, so drive carefully, really walk carefully.